So the reading is from Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than them? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor is dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great. Well, I'm going to invite Steve up. And we're going to pray together as we look at God's word. So let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, the Bible. We pray as we delve into this next bit of the Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread. Look at some of these other words from the Bible as well. We pray that you'll be speaking to us and helping us to know what it means to depend upon you as our Father day by day. And we pray it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
Okay, well, good afternoon. We're going to start off today with a little quiz. Now, can anyone tell me in which country people eat the most bread every single year? It's not France, but a good guess.
You've got three options. There we go, three options there.
Any other guesses? Not America, not Italy. So it is Turkey. Each person in Turkey every year eats apparently 200 kilograms of bread every single year. It's quite a lot of bread. Now, can anyone tell me what four ingredients you need to make bread? Yep. Yeah, that's one. So you've got flour, yeast. Yep, that's another one. Got two more. Yep. Water, exactly. And one more. Salt, exactly. Well done. Flour, water, yeast, and salt. And can anyone tell me how long the longest baguette ever made? Any guesses? How many? 20 feet, no? Just a bit longer than that? Slightly more. It is 122 meters. That's pretty long. So in the last few weeks, we've been examining the Lord's Prayer, which is what Jesus taught to us to pray to God. Now, can anyone remember the last line, or one of the last lines of the Lord's Prayer, which starts with, give us this day our daily what? Can anyone finish that line for me? Yes. Bread, exactly right.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you, Steve. Well, listen, we have been looking then at our Lord's Prayer together, and we're going to just remind ourselves of the whole prayer by reading it through. So it's on page 2 of your service sheets, and if you have a look, there are some words involved that begin, Our Father, and let's read these words all together, and then we're going to just remind ourselves of where we've come from so far. So together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Now, here's a little thing I want you to do with either by yourself or with people you're sitting with. I want you to have a think about the two halves of the Lord's Prayer. I'll give you a clue. The first half finishes with the word heaven, and the second half begins with the word give us today our daily bread. And see if you can spot what is the focus of the first half of prayer and what is the focus of the second half of prayer. Have a little look at it in your families, and perhaps grown-ups with younger children, you can help them to see this. What's the focus of the first half of prayer and what's the focus of the second half of prayer? And we'll come back in just one moment. Okay, let's just pause there. How are we getting on? Did anyone think they noticed what's the focus of the first half of the prayer? Yeah, Abby. Ah, fantastic. Brilliant. Did everyone hear that? The first half is praising God. Focus on Him. The word your comes again and again. And in the second half, it's all about things that we need. Our and us. Starts coming in the second half. And this week, we've just got to the bit where we get to us. So we started, do you remember, we saw that God is like the best dad ever for those who are following Jesus. But he's not like our dads. He's holy. He's majestic, as we're thinking about at the start of our service today. But once we remember that, Jesus then wants us to start praying for some of the things that we need as well. And we're starting today with give us today our daily bread. So, Steve, back over to you. What does it mean to pray give us today our daily bread?
Well, Jesus says we need to ask God for our daily bread, much like this bread here, standard loaf bought from Sainsbury's. But when Jesus is talking about bread, obviously in his time, in ancient times, that meant the staple product that people were going to be eating every single day. It's what kept them alive. But the meaning is broader than that. It also means all of the things that we need in our lives to keep us going. Now, when you think about all of the things that we need in our lives, it's quite a long list. So to illustrate this, I'm going to introduce you to one of my very good friends who we can meet over here. Now, this is Needy Ned, and I'm going to need your help in finding out what he needs to keep going in his life. So let's have some ideas of what we need to give Needy Ned so that he can live his life. Yes, please. Shelter, okay, so we need a house to live in. Excellent. There we go, he's got a house. What else is he gonna need? Yeah, right at the back. Food, he needs his bread, his daily bread, some might say. There we go, he's got food, he's got shelter. What else does he need? Yes, please. Water. He's got to have something to drink, otherwise he's going to die thirst. There we go. One little drink. Okay. What else do you need? Yes, please. Yeah. Clothing. Absolutely. He's naked at the moment. He's got to have something to wear. There we go. He's got quite long legs, Ned, but there we go. He's got some long trousers. There we go. Okay. Yes, please. Some friends. He absolutely needs some friends. Of course he does. He needs some other little sick people to keep him company. There we go. Anything else? What else are you going to need? Yes, please. Sorry? He absolutely needs God.
Absolutely.
Anything else? Yep. Sleep. He definitely needs some sleep.
He needs some rest. You can need a bed to sleep on. There we go.
So, yes. Amazon Prime. You might indeed need Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, fantastic. So as you can see from all the things that we've given Needy Ned, all the way from his friends, his drink, to his Amazon Prime, there's quite a lot of things that we need as people, and we are very, very needy in that sense.
Okay, so we are very needy, okay? The fact that we have to pray, give us today our daily bread, shows that we need lots of things. But the Bible says that God isn't like that at all. He doesn't need anything. Can we just have the next slide, Steve? And we'll see this from a verse in the Bible. There's a wonderful verse. It says, God is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everyone else. So think of a big city like London. Everything that happens in that city is because of the life that God gives to people. God doesn't need anything. But we need lots of things. Now, sometimes we get so used to having food in our cupboards. Who thinks they've got lots of food in their cupboards at home at the moment? Yeah, no one's going home to an empty cupboard probably today. We've got nice clothes to wear. Who's got at least one other pair of clothes to wear at home? Yeah, all of us. Okay, we've got friends to play with. Who's got some friends to play with at school? Okay, we've all got friends to play with. Okay, we forget, because we have all of these things, how much we need in life. And all the things we already have actually come from God. He gives us everything. Wow, how kind and generous.
So this prayer shows us that we're needy, but it also shows us that God is our provider. Look at what it says. Give us our daily bread. Now, Jesus is saying in this prayer that we should ask God to provide this daily bread, because he is the only one who can provide it. So because he can provide it, we should ask him in prayer for it.
Hang on a second, Steve. So if I'm hearing you right, are you saying that I don't need to go and get a job or do any work ever again? All I have to do is say my prayers and everything will magically appear.
Well, you see, the thing is that God tells us that he works through our work. He will provide through the jobs that we do. Now, of course, the Bible teaches that we shouldn't be lazy and that we should work to provide for ourselves and to provide for others. But when we're doing this work, we have to remember that it is God working through us to provide rather than us providing for ourselves. And as an illustration of this, we may know many Christians who have been provided for in times when they've not been able to work. Yet God has provided money, food, clothing, shelter, at times which are very unexpected and in surprising ways for them.
Fantastic. But that still leaves us a question. If God is our provider, how can I know for absolute sure that he is going to keep providing for me? How can I have confidence that God will provide for me? Well, we're going to have a look at two verses from our passage today. The first actually isn't printed on your service sheet, so I'm going to read it, but it's just before the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 8. And it says this, listen carefully. Jesus says, do not be like the pagans, because your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So we have a Father who knows all of our needs before we even ask him for them. And then we have that lovely passage in Matthew 6, which is on your service sheets, which Vicky read for us. And let's have a look at a few verses from that. So have a look at verse 25 with me. And Jesus says this, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? If you can have our next picture, Steve, I've got a question for you. Who can remember a time when they have enjoyed feeding the ducks? At some point in their life, as a dad, this is one of the great benefits of fatherhood. You get to feed the ducks again without it seeming like a slightly strange thing to be doing. It's wonderful feeding the ducks, isn't it? But have you ever wondered that those ducks you go and feed, they never look very worried. They're not getting anxious about where their next food is going to come from. And actually, one of the ways that God provides for the ducks is by sending a nice little family from Henley down with a little bag of porridge oats or bread or whatever you feed them, and they gobble it all up without a second thought. And Jesus says here, God cares for all of his creation. And if he provides for the ducks, who are just ducks, don't you think he's going to provide for you, who are his dearly loved children? And let's not forget that God has done something amazing to show us just how much he's willing to provide for us. He gave us Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, so that we could be forgiven. God gave us Jesus, his most precious thing, so that we could be friends with him forever. If he gave us Jesus, don't you think we can trust him to give us all of our practical needs as well? So, we really can trust that God is our provider. We are very needy, but God is our provider. Tell us, Steve, what does that mean for us?
Well, it means doing something which is a lot easier said than done, and that is to stop worrying and start praying. Stop worrying and start praying. Let's read again the verses that Sam just spoke about, Matthew 6, 25. If you read with me, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Now, when you think about these words that Jesus is saying, think about all of the things that we worry about. Indeed, can anyone put their hand up if they've never worried about anything in their entire life? Exactly. Everyone is worried about something, about some material need that they need provided for them. But the thing is that Jesus wants us to be free from worry. He wants us to be so free from worry that he said here that we shouldn't even worry about the food that we're going to eat. Indeed, although that's something we think about all the time, I bet everyone wants to know what they're having for dinner tonight, for example. But we're not to worry about it. Instead, Jesus wants us to take our needs to God, to pray to him and ask him to provide for us.
Now, just to illustrate this, I'm going to introduce you to a little friend of mine, and I'm going to need a few volunteers to come up. Okay, here he is. This guy, he is called the Worry Gobbler. What's your name?
Hello, my name is the Worry Gobbler.
Now, what is it that you do?
I gobble worries.
That sounds very, very interesting. I have here a tub full of worries, and I want to illustrate what happens. So will someone come up and pick out one of these worries for me? Okay, Jojo, you coming up first. Don't worry, we've got a few of them. Okay, now would you like to have a look at this? Pick one out for us. Well done. Now, do you want me to read this for you? Okay, and you can hold it up to everyone. This says, I'm worried about not having any friends. Okay, now here's the worry gobbler. He loves to gobble up worries, but do you know what you have to do if the worry gobbler is going to gobble up worries? Instead of worrying, you have to say a prayer. And do you want to hold that up for us? So before you go to school, you could say a prayer. You could say, dear Jesus, I am feeling very worried about not having any friends. Please, will you provide me with the friends who I need? Amen. And when you pray like that, guess what happens? He grabs it and he gobbles it up. Like that, you see, the worry gets gobbled up when you pray about it. Now, I've got another one in here. Who would like to grab another worry? Mike. Okay, do you want to read that one to us? Nice and loud.
I'm worried about my children.
Okay, I'm worried about my children. Grown-ups, hands up if you've ever worried about your children. Okay, here's the thing. We're worrying about our children, whatever it might be. Instead of worrying, Jesus said we should learn to pray. So we say, dear Lord God, our Heavenly Father, I'm really worried about my children at the moment. Please, would you keep providing for them and help me to trust that you will. Amen. And when you pray, here he comes. He grabs it and he gobbles it up. Okay? And off it goes. The worry gobbler strikes again. Now we've got another couple. Who wants to come up and get another one? Okay, Emily. Okay, do you want to have a go at reading that one?
I'm worried about going into my new class.
I'm worried about going into my... Who's ever been a bit worried about going into their new class before? Okay, I remember that when I was a bit younger. So instead of worrying, we pray. We say, Heavenly Father, I'm a bit worried about going into my new class. I pray that you would provide everything that I need because I know that you love me. Amen. And when we pray like that, here he comes. He grabs that worry and he gobbles it up and spits it away. Now we've got one last one. Who's going to come and do the last one for me? Theo, do you want to come? Maybe Theo could come with his mummy. No, he'd rather not. Okay, well, I'm going to do it myself then. Here it is. Here's the last one. And it says this. I'm worried about not having enough money. Now, children, this is a grown-up worry, okay? But it's something we worry about quite a lot. And instead of worrying, we need to learn to pray, Heavenly Father, I'm worried about the finances at the moment. And I pray that you provide for my needs. Amen. And when we pray, here he comes, and he gobbles it up. The worry gobbler. Prayer is the ultimate worry gobbler. And we should make much better use of praying instead of worrying. Back in to Steve.
So praying sounds like a great way to gobble up worries, just like the worry gobbler does. Now, can we remember, going back to the Lord's Prayer and the line that we've spoken about today, how many times does Jesus say that we should pray for our daily needs? How often should we do it? Every day, exactly. God promises to provide for us one day at a time.
Hang on a second, see, that reminds me of another passage from the Old Testament.
Exactly. In the Old Testament, the Israelites, after they'd been saved from Egypt, were in the wilderness. And when they're in the wilderness, they didn't have anything to eat, so they were starving. They prayed to God to provide for them something to eat. And so God sent special bread from heaven called manna. Now, when he did this, he didn't send an entire truckload of bread that was enough for a whole year. He sent a little bit every single day. And just in the same way as the Israelites prayed for their daily needs, and they had their daily bread provided for them, Jesus wants us to pray for our daily needs and have our daily bread provided for us.
Brilliant. So we've come to the end of our time together. Give us today our daily bread. We are all very needy. We must remember that, but we have a God who is a great provider. And so every day we can stop worrying and we can start praying. I wonder what worries in your life you could start praying about, trusting our Heavenly Father to provide for our needs.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, thank you that you are an all-powerful God who provides for all our daily needs. Thank you that you have given us this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, that we can turn to for comfort and reassurance when our own lives are difficult. We are grateful that you are a God that always listens to our prayers, who wants us to hear our struggles and difficulties. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father in whom we can trust. In the Son's name, amen.
But we're going to